estamos secuestrando, sí, sino sí. Nosotros vivimos muchas cosas dentro de esa montaña.
Claro.
¿Sí me entiendes? Y entonces, que hay cosas de esas que toca.
The woman you're listening to is Sandra. She was a member for more than 20 years of the extinct guerrilla group called Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, better known as FARC-EP. But 5 years ago, Sandra took part in the peace agreement that her group signed with the Colombian government and laid down her weapons. Now she talks about her new plans. One of them is to get to know the mountains of the center region of her country, Colombia. Sandra loves nature and mountains. Another of her plans is to make her new business venture, a cooperative that sells pond-raised fish for human consumption, profitable.
Con estos orgullos orgánicos alimentamos las larvas.
And he is Ricardo, who was also part for more than 20 years of the now extinct FARC. What he misses most about guerrilla life is the silence of nature and the camaraderie he experienced among guerrilla members that made him feel part of a family. Ricardo and Sandra met in one of the community camps that the Colombian government created for ex-FARC combatants to make the transition from military life to civilian life. And they fell in love. Sandra won his heart because of her determination to get ahead with selling fish as a way of living weapons. And Ricardo won hers because he simply fit in with her plans. But growing the business of selling fish has not been easy. In the best of cases, when they have the money to buy the food to feed their fish, it is difficult to transport it because the access roads to where they have the ponds are in bad condition. And other times, they simply don't have enough money because fish food is too expensive. However, some very peculiar larvae came into the lives of Sandra and Ricardo to change their business panorama and show them other ways to feed and enrich not only their fish, but also the communities that live around them. To learn more about this story, read Fishing Bags, The Road to Civilian Life of Former FARC Combatants.